All right, Norm, let's get to some names. Second and third round names we need to be on the lookout for the Cowboys.
Segments like this, one hesitates to do a segment like this and drown the people out there with 50 names. Oh, you got to remember this guy. You got to remember that guy. You got to and cast the net so wide that eventually you can say, see, I was right on one of those guys.
right.
So, Donnie, what we're going to do is take a very narrow approach to this draft. Very narrow. And we're going to start with the assumption that Dallas takes its cornerback in the first round.
Okay.
That, barring a trade, barring something unforeseen, barring a Jerry bromance with Kyle Pitts or somebody like that, or a name you mentioned, Rashawn Slater, the offensive tackle from Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned a good name there. That's a good player. Anyway, okay. So we're going to just make the assumption that we go with the chalk, the favorite, that Dallas is going to pick a cornerback. Okay. So what are the primary needs after Dallas fills its starting cornerback role?
You could go edge rusher. You could go safety. You could go anywhere on the defense. Hell, you could pick another cornerback if it's a good player that slides down.
That's true. Boy, this is good, Donnie. We ought to work together more often.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I added one other factor to the second round and third round and fourth round. I know you're thinking, oh, my God, he's going to run 100 names out there. Absolutely not. Okay, my other factor to the two you've put out there, edge rusher or safety, is offensive lineman.
Sure.
Note that the Cowboys signed a one-year contract with a 36-year-old tackle, Ty Neschke, to be apparently the primary backup to Tyron Smith. That move alone tells me the Cowboys have concern for that position. Okay, so here we go, Donnie. Got the cornerback in the first round. I've got four names for you in the second round.
Four.
Two edge rushers. Ronnie Perkins from Oklahoma and a fella named Joe Tryon from Washington. Now, Perkins is a kind of skinny edge rusher, but you know what? We seem to love guys like that. Because Gregory is but size of a soda straw, and Basham was actually an outside linebacker. So, anyway, Perkins or Joe Tryon, an edge rusher from Washington. A safety named Javon Holland. I put this name on the list for one reason, Donnie, one specific reason. First, he's a good player. But when he had his workout, Dan Quinn went in person. And the Cowboys aren't flying Dan Quinn all over America to everybody's workout, okay? That he went to see Javon Holland really intrigues me. The fourth and last name I'm going to give you is if the Cowboys think we better get prepared at offensive tackle. And the name I'll give you there is Sammy Cosmi from Texas. So Perkins and Tryon the edge rushers, Holland the safety, and Cosmi the tackle. Okay, Let's move to the third round. For the sake of this, we can't assume what the Cowboys have taken in the second round. I mean, you can drive yourself crazy assuming, well, they took this and they took that, and they may not have taken this, they may not have taken that. So I have two more safeties. The Cowboys have two picks now in the third round. I've got two more safeties for you. A guy you know I mentioned and I like, and that's Hamza Nasiruddin from Florida State. There's another one, an Indiana safety named Jamar Johnson. There are two defensive linemen, one from UCLA that I'm not even sure I'm going to try to pronounce, Osa Odigizuwa.
No diggity.
Osa Odigizuwa. And one from USA named Jay Tufele. Now, I'm going to give you a third name that intrigues me, Donovan. We can stop and talk about this. Might the Cowboys be interested in a top center if he falls to the third round?
I would think so. You did have Biadasz graded pretty highly for the time he was in by a bunch of different websites who would do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, any way to try to upgrade the offensive line, I don't think any team will look past.
Well, and we must consider the fact that Connor Williams could leave after this year to free agency.
Right.
And Biadasz is capable of playing multiple positions. And since Landon Dickerson is from Alabama, I would assume he is more than capable of playing multiple positions. So that's the other name I'll put there. And now I'm going to go to the fourth round with you, Donnie, and I've only got three names there that I'm hoping two of them are available. One is another name we've talked about before. And the safeties that are already mentioned, Holland and Johnson and Nasiruddin, they're pretty good-sized safeties, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the kid from TCU, Ardarius Washington, is not a big safety. In fact, he's a sort of a watch charm size safety. But boy, does he play. But there are a lot of teams in this league who are going to be, I think, put off by his size. And it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. And this kid plays. He just plays.
I've seen several mock drafts that will have him being taken way higher than the fourth round. Like, yeah, you probably would have to cross your fingers to see if he's going to be there.
Okay. I've seen that also. I've seen him mid-third in some, even a little higher in some mock mm-hmm. drafts. The other two, and with the Cowboys signing of Jeremy Sprinkle, I think the Cowboys feel they filled their blocking tight end need. Sprinkle, great name. Sprinkle played at Washington last year. Blocking tight ends just move around. They're sort of the tumbleweeds of the NFL. But I think the Cowboys may feel they have filled that role. If not, I mentioned this one to you before, Tommy Tremble from Notre Dame. And finally, I've got a slot receiver in the fourth round. And, Donnie, this is based on the thought that after this year, both Gallup and Cedric Wilson and Noah Brown, all three of them, are free.
And Amari Cooper may not be here. That was basically a two-year, $40 million contract he signed instead of that five for 100. They have an out.
Yes, they do. So, I think Gallup or Cooper, one of them will be here. But the slot receiver position is an interesting one. And last year, the Cowboys put CeeDee Lamb in it, and he was excellent. 74 catches for a rookie. Good grief. Donnie, I want you to remember the name of Tutu Atwell. What a great name. His actual name is Chaterius. Chaterius Tutu Atwell. He's a wide receiver from Louisville. And Donnie, you tower over him.
Oh, no.
He is 165 pounds. And I know people are going to say nobody at 165 pounds plays in the NFL. This is a kid that is frightening in the open field. And if you play him in the slot, I think this kid has a chance to become not an outside receiver. He's got to play the slot now, Donnie. He's got to. But in that role, I think this little guy from Louisville could be excellent. And that's the whole scope of the names I've got for you. Perkins, Tryon, Holland, and Cosby in round two. Nasiruddin Johnson and the two defensive linemen in round three, and maybe the center. And then Ardarius Washington and Tutu Atwell in the fourth.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.